Farage in America, We Beat Them on Brexit, and Trump Will Beat Them at the Election. By Oliver J.J. Lane on February 6, 2020. Bureaucracy has been lording it over democracy in the West for too long. But now the nation-state is winning, Nigel Farage has said in a speech in the United States at which he was presented with an honorary doctorate of laws for his support of freedom. Speaking at the Liberty University convocation Wednesday, Brexit leader Nigel Farage reflected on the progress of the United Kingdom extracting itself from the European Union, the Trump presidency, the impact of these on the Western world, and even gave advice to young, right-leaning people on how to influence the world. In a speech that will likely be the first of many this year, the Brexit frontman has already pledged to spend much of this presidential election year in the United States. Mr. Farage compared the petulant behavior of House speakers in two bodies on either side of the Atlantic in recent days. Starting with the behavior of the Parliament President as he delivered his final ever speech to the European Union before the United Kingdom left the European Union, where his microphone was cut off mid-remark on the pretext of him holding a small British flag in his hand. Comparing that with Nancy Pelosi tearing up President Trump's speech Tuesday, Mr. Farage said, "She made herself look even worse than the President of the European Parliament. Bad behavior. What she was doing was dishonoring the occasion, dishonoring herself, and dishonoring the position of Speaker." Telling the convocation they were living through extraordinary times of change where the established post-war order of nation-states handing over their sovereignty to supranational bodies was finally going into reverse, Mr. Farage said there was further good news on the horizon, but it needed good people to act to defend liberty in order to secure it. Nigel Farage said, "We've beaten them over Brexit, and in November 2020 Donald Trump will beat them in your presidential election. Be in no doubt." Tony Abbott is the former Prime Minister of Australia. He said last week that Brexit was the biggest geopolitical event since the fall of the Berlin Wall. "You are living through extraordinary times." For decade after decade, big multinational business working with big banks and big politics have tried to create, piece by piece, supranational government. Almost global government. They've taken the power away from you, the voters, and given it to the bureaucrats. And all of this has suited big businesses and heavy regulatory regimes because it makes it for free market capitalism. It makes it hard for men and women who want to get out there to give it a go. Bureaucracy has been triumphing over democracy, and the nation-state has found itself subservient to a higher national order. The nation-state is winning and you are living through a massive historical change. All of that order is going to be swept away. I haven't finished. I've got the United Kingdom out of the European Union. But I won't settle until I've got the whole of Europe out of the European Union. Channeling American conservative media icon Andrew Breitbart. As Mr. Farage is sometimes known to, the Brexit veteran told listeners to smile and be happy in their work. In other words, be a happy warrior. Shortly before he was awarded an honorary doctorate of laws by the Universiri, Mr. Farage told the audience, "Please don't forget to smile. Be happy in whatever you do. Do you see those people going into the offices in Washington every day? All those people who work for the deep state? They all look miserable. We need to be happy. You've got to take pride in yourselves, pride in your faith, pride in your family, pride in your country." What I've learned since 2016, since the greatest democratic exercise in the history of my country was nearly overturned by those who disrespect what we've done. What I've learned is if you want to be free people, if you want to live in liberty, if you want to be able to determine your own futures, you cannot take these freedoms for granted. You have to fight for these freedoms, and fight for them every day of your lives. Good always triumphs over evil, but we have to stand up and fight for good, and go on fighting for good.